For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Hello, dumb fucks, and welcome to another episode.
What? That's not the best way to get fans.
All right. I'll try it again. Thank you. You're the one in another country sitting in a castle getting calls from comedy fucking executives.
With an amazing haircut.
With a fucking haircut you got in a castle. Okay, we'll try it again. Okay. Good afternoon, idiots. We're back with another
Better.
Last take.
I like the good afternoon. The good afternoon part was
okay.
Good.
Okay, I'll try it. Okay, this is it. Okay, this is big. Welcome to another episode of Punch Drunk Sports, you cum-guzzling pieces of shit. Fuck right, off!
Some comics work years to get an audience that they end up not liking.
Yeah.
You just go right at it.
Thank you, man.
Fuck it.
Appreciate it.
First line.
That is Mike Young talking to you live here in All Things Comedy Studio. We can't be live today. The Ustream thing, not Ustream, what is it? Daily Motion is down. I don't want to blame Ustream if they didn't fuck this up. I don't know much about the internet, but we can't be live today, so we're recording it and we'll release it ASAP. It'll be out the same day, but you can't watch us live, so you can't see the gorgeousness that is Mike Young. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Young.
Oh, my God. You can't see this?
Well,
they're not good.
But you can hear it.
You wore a condom for no reason, and live, probably from some sort of castle that Comedy Universe is paying for, the golden child, the guy who could do no wrong. The guy who mid-conversation, when I was telling him my mom was dying, was like, hang on, that's Comedy Central calling. Oh, there he goes again. He literally said, hang on, Comedy Central's calling, and just walks away. And comes back, and he's like, what'd you say, something about your mom?
I didn't know it was going to be about your mom. You just said, like, you just started the story, like, oh, I got a story. I'm like, I got to take this real quick.
Ari, development
phone calls.
I'm in another country.
I can't call them back. I can't call them back.
Yeah. You're living in a castle. How is it out there?
It's kind of beautiful. Like, they shit on the weather, but it's only rained like one day, like all day long.
And it's nice to have weather when you're living. You don't live in LA. You live in New York. I forgot.
I don't live in LA. I'd rather have weather in October rather than fucking give up my August for fucking weather.
But it's nice to have like a little bit of weather when it's the same day for two straight years.
Yeah. The problem is mushroom season doesn't start for another, like, till September here.
Oh, no. What will you ever
do? I've been fucking so hard. I need to get 18 grams of mushrooms, and I can't find them.
You'll find somebody. You're at a comedy festival. Yeah. There will be one dude pretending to be a waiter.
They don't grow them here. It's not like that. They have weed. They
really?
Have booze.
How's the
it's
weed?
It's not a fucking mushroom. They just pick mushrooms. They don't have drug dealers making them.
No one's selling them in an organized fashion out there?
It ain't Bonnaroo. It ain't America. They put fucking tobacco in their joints.
Holy shit.
Crazy.
We'll FedEx them to you.
Oh, do they all put tobacco in their joints out there?
Yeah, like common black people.
Does it make you mad as a stoner snob? You are to pot what Nick Youssef is to coffee. Snobbish about your biggest love.
Yeah, but they're like, no, otherwise it burns too quick. I'm like, you could just smoke less. You're a fucking addict. You're an addict to tobacco. Just admit it.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, I mean, you got to cut it up. Why?
Are you staying high all day? Are you in that mode right now?
He's all
right.
No. I haven't gotten that much.
Okay.
I've barely smoked.
Really? Since you've been out there?
Yeah, like after shows twice.
Uh-huh.
And then like today during the day, I went up to this big mountain called Arthur's Seat. and I climbed that and got high.
Did you walk from your hotel to the mountain, or did you take a car?
Yeah, it's in the middle of Edinburgh. You can go up on top, and you can look over the harbor on that side and the whole city on that side, see the castle and shit. It's pretty fucking rad.
Hell yeah.
Are we good?
What a Mexican response. You just described the greatest, most beautiful scenic thing where there's castles that are 500 years old and there's a scenic fucking ocean and it's beautiful. You walk up this mountain. Was the weed good?
Not how far can you see? Nothing like that.
And it's not.
Is it a clear day?
And it's not.
And
is it deserted?
And, sir, I saw the eyes of the Lord, and I never felt as connected as I've ever felt in that moment.
How was that pot, though? Pretty good for you there.
How many comics are in this thing?
A million, right?
A thousand. Over a thousand.
Oh, my God.
That's not true. That's not true.
Is that a real number?
Oh, no. Over a thousand.
Oh, my God.
Over a thousand comedians?
1,075.
Who the fuck? I didn't know there was 1,000 comics in the country.
Dude, it's not just this country. It's Australia, a few from America, Canada, Ireland. They come from everywhere.
North Korean monsters out there?
No, it's not really an English-speaking country. It's mostly just the English-speaking countries.
Yeah,
but Denmark, there's Danish comics.
You seeing anybody, yeah. You're like, wow, that's a cool new style. Have you seen anyone like impressing you?
Well, here's the deal. I'll just break it down. They don't do like just stand-up. They do these hour-long shows, which is why they get reviewed and we don't get reviewed, because it's way more like theater. They're like, this is an hour about my dad dying. They don't say it, but that's the whole hour is about that. And then some people go like 55 minutes of that and like 5 minutes of asides sprinkled throughout. And some people go like 20 minutes of that and like so lots of asides. We would have like a through line and then lots of different bits. They have... The whole thing is a through line, and then like maybe 10 minutes of stand-up sprinkled in.
Would you even call that a stand-up comic, or would you call that a performer, a one-man show type of shit?
I mean, I don't know. There's a lot. But then this is what they do the whole year. This is what they work on.
Right.
It's also a lot of – I'm judging this based on like the lower-level comics. A lot of like 6- and 7-year comics that are doing it, and I have yet to see like Stuart Lee and these like 20-year like Bill Burr types of England. And I'm interested to see what they do because right. Those are like, you know, same shit. I'm judging the whole style based on pretty much not bringer room comics, but like, you know, those like go up at bar shows comics.
Right.
You know, one night a week, but right. They do like lots of those, but they're not in clubs all the time, you know?
Right. Lifetime
parlor. And there's all
the
levels of it. It's just interesting. It's just interesting. Some of them have real good lines.
Yeah. Good writing.
Or this guy, Pierre Novelli, some like fucking... He's not French at all, but he was talking about stand-up and how people, like, you know, want to, like, silence it a lot.
Yep.
You know? And he goes, comedy is a – something along the lines of comedy is a reflection of society. And when you don't like your reflection, you don't get mad at the mirror.
Wow. Deep thinking, that guy. I like it.
Yeah.
He just had
that sprinkled in somewhere.
I think he took it from Plato.
If he calls you right now –
I think I read that in The Republic this morning.
If he calls you right now during the podcast, do you just leave the room on us again?
Pierre Novelli?
I don't know if we want to take calls yet. You want to take calls yet, Ari? What do you think?
No, you were going to tell me this crazy story when we started.
Oh, okay. I want to get into that. Well, before I get
hang up. Pick up that guy and say, hey, you're on Punk No Sports. We can't talk right now. Give me 5 minutes.
Let's hang up on him. Let's give him a legit hang up.
Yeah, let's give it a good hang up.
Hey, what are you calling about? Hey, you're on the air with Punch Drunk Sports. What can I do for you? Do you like to fuck? Hello.
What?
What's up, bro?
Are you serious?
Serious what?
Serious about what?
Man? Nice, dude. What is this? The hotline to...
Click.
What?
Yeah, it's a hotline
click.
To fuck.
No,
it's the fuck hotline.
Nice.
Nice tweet.
I got the right number.
Yep. You got three dudes at a table.
This guy... We already hung
video,
up.
Video.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Man, unprepared.
So, wow.
You're in the headlights.
Ari, back up. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Write for it. If you want to write for it, email at writeforpunchdrunk@gmail.com. And
that number goes to James. He will insult you and call you a fucking idiot. That's don't worry, you've got the right place.
Yep. If you want some internet traction about getting into a fight, oh, this idiot's calling back. Hang up on this guy. thank you, Frank. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Also, click the Amazon link there. If you're going to do any Amazon shopping, just go to punchdrunksports.com. Click on the Amazon link and buy whatever debaucherous things you have to buy. Caveman coffee. Delicious. Have you had the nitro coffee of Tate's yet?
No, I don't drink coffee. I'm trying to get him to send me some fucking tea.
Jesus Christ.
Did you ever drink coffee, or that was just a decision? You used to drink too much coffee. You never drank coffee?
No, I never drank coffee. It tastes like fucking adulthood.
Okay. I love that you never drank coffee. Fucking weird.
I tried coffee ice cream. I've tried it. It's gross. It tastes like coffee ice cream.
Coffee ice cream is delicious.
No, I'm with you. I drink coffee, but
shut up. Why not to like shut up for having an opinion that isn't agreeing with yours?
Because you're talking like an addict.
Because coffee ice cream is good is talking like an addict?
I have had some damn good.
You would also like cocaine ice cream. You would like cocaine ice cream.
I would not like cocaine ice cream.
You would love it. You would love it.
I'm not saying I wouldn't have tried cocaine ice cream just to be like.
You'd like beer ice cream. You'd for sure like beer ice cream.
Nah, that sounds disgusting.
You sound disgusting.
That is true.
Wow. He's really working on those. He's really hanging out with a lot of funny writers out there with those.
Yeah.
Scottish comebacks. Put in the code PUNCHDRUNK at Caveman Coffee. That saves you 10%. And also helps support your boy, Tate Fletcher, who will be our guest next week. Tate's coming in.
One of the strongest human beings. You ever shake his hand?
Yeah, he's a
Tate's made out of next level strength. Like, he is that dude who's like, who is too strong and like, in your neighborhood to play with.
He's better than us.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. I'm sure there's a ton of dudes in the MMA and guys that know the skill set, but then there's guys that just have another level of fucking human strength.
Yeah, Tate's just better.
Tate's that dude.
Yeah. He's better than us in every which way.
He's just better.
He really is. I really do mean that.
The other night, he's like, there's those guys that just aren't about it. He's like, if you're about it, you know what I mean? You've broken every bone. You fucking just come back with fucking screws in your spine. I'm like, yo, I'm not about it. I'm just not about it.
Not about it.
You know what I mean? He's next level.
Yeah, when he was talking to us and we were joking last time he was here, and we're like, what if all three of us, me, Sam, and Ari, were in an octagon with you and we're going to fight you? And maybe one of us has like a board or like a 2x4. So, you know what I mean? But you have to fight all three of us at once.
Yeah.
Do we have a chance of beating you up? Instantly. No, absolutely not.
Because his first thought is, get the board out of whoever's hands and crush you with the board.
Here's what he said. This was so scary. You guys don't know anything about concussive striking.
Ha ha!
I was like, oh, man, I felt it in my insides when he concussive striking.
Just how calmly
he said concussive striking. You're right. I've never heard those two words together, and it sounds horrible.
Yeah, I'm scared of the word.
Tate is kind, and here's the problem. When we are concussed, when we are out on the ground, he's not going to have what it takes to finish the job.
No, he's going to butt-fuck
us. Slice the throats. We're going to get up over and over again, and we're going to get him till he's dead.
I don't know.
Sensitive
about,
Tate?
A friend.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you, but it's that get up part and take it part that I was with you all the way up until that, but then we have to get up and then it happens again.
I'll never stop coming.
What a dumb fuck. And lastly, go to betdsi.com. Put in the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. That gets you $10 free to gamble with, and we are getting into some great times to gamble. Baseball's getting super hot. I want to talk about that. Cubs and Toronto both in the wild card right now after that great Cubs sweep of the Giants. And
the Toronto sweep of the Yankees.
NFL's starting up, and that's a great time to start placing some bets. So BetDSI.com. Put in the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS.
What is that, an online sports gambling site?
Yeah, straight up.
There's also this. breaking news.
Oh, no.
Aldo versus McGregor.
Yep.
December 12th in Las Vegas.
Yep. And
yo, you said December 12th?
Yeah.
That's a ways away.
Yeah, but this is
the
number one fight.
No Cowboy Stadium. What?
This is it's not a Cowboy Stadium. Now, I have a question for you. Is this the first fight that's going to be at that new UFC arena, or is it? Have they announced where it's at?
Wait, hold on.
You are so dumb.
What's this new UFC arena I just keep hearing about?
Wait, did you just make the breaking news sound effect for you to ask me a question?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Bang, bang.
Yo, what's with the UFC having to bring in Reebok to finance a huge portion of the UFC? Have you heard that, Ari?
Like, UFC has to finance a portion of the UFC?
No. Reebok has come in and sponsored a lot of the UFC.
Yeah.
Are the numbers down in the UFC overall?
No, they're way up.
Financially,
it's just another way where they're being even greedier. Everyone's really upset about it.
Yeah, it's not great. People aren't happy with it.
Are you pissing?
Yeah. Oh, Ari.
You should make the sound and show us the.
Are you really pissing? Or are you doing a sound effect? Prove that you're pissing. I can't even see. Yeah, but we can't see your dick.
What a fucking cheap ass toilet. Where are you?
the first thing you know.
You're 500-year-old like castle
outhouse.
I'm in student housing. I'm in Edinburgh student housing.
Yeah, because there's a million comics in one fucking university right now.
Yeah.
I'm surprised when you walked in that bathroom to take a piss, there wasn't a fucking open mic going on in there.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Eight-person open mic. You have to fuck. Excuse me. I'm just gonna piss right here, real quick.
You are a bunch of the comics in your hotel. You guys all stay in the same spot.
No hotel.
Or motel. Or what are you in, an apartment?
Yeah. Four guys. We're in student housing.
Yo, it doesn't matter how successful you become, comedian. They always let you know in comedy you're the lowest on the totem pole. It don't fucking matter. You know what I mean? You go out there and shoot like a shit Pepsi commercial, they'll put you in a mansion. Nope. You go out there and make the world laugh and make it a better place. Live with four dudes that you don't like.
Well, it's crazy. Even the big names out here don't draw that much because there's so many shows to choose from.
Right.
So it's like, you know, they put up like pretty decent acts in like 75-seat rooms.
How many nights a week are you performing for this thing? Is it every single night you're doing a show?
No. It's like that for a lot of people, but I decided I didn't want the pressure, so I'm just doing Thursday through Sunday.
Cool. That sounds
good. I ain't looking to fucking open up the UK market, any shit like that. I'm not trying to get a lot of press. It's just like, I'm just looking to have a good time.
Are you noticing with your new look that a different sect of women are digging you right now?
I'm starting to notice that. Yes.
Yeah. You got an edgy demo coming at you that you did not see before.
What kind of pigs are you fucking now, you dumb fuck?
I got girls that take their nose rings out so I can stick my cock in that hole.
Yeah.
You got a full new you went from full Jew girls with like a little bit of hairy legs to straight up tattoos on
Shut
the
up.
Back.
I did not have
you
that.
Look different.
Pierced the
goose. Mike, this is your first time doing Punch Drunk, isn't it?
This is my first time.
Wow, that's amazing. We've had four different studios. This guy's only been on the show once.
Yo, bro, no one's asking me.
We've asked you a couple times.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
no, Ari, I've done Ari's show back in the day.
Yeah, we've asked you for Punch Drunk too.
Yeah,
maybe one
times.
But I was probably out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, why are we gonna ask you again? Yeah.
What's that?
The story?
Yo, sorry, bro.
About the
director.
Oh yeah, I'll get to that. He hasn't done the show. Oh, breaking news.
Yeah, Mike Young's in the studio for the first time today.
Nice.
I love it, bro. I'll kick it all day.
You got to show him this fucking belt you got last week in, what is it, Scotland you're at?
Yeah, I'll find it.
Yeah.
Give me a couple minutes.
Wait till you see this gay thing.
But what do you think of Conor McGregor and Aldo?
That's what I want to get to. Wait, I got to answer your breaking news question, which is what's this UFC arena? UFC is building their own arena, kind of like you know, Madison Square Garden. Jesus, I want to hate it, but I kind of think that I like it.
Interrupt him mid sentence every time.
I know what I like about it: the happiness on your face. You have this real happy kind of like look of like this is fun to do.
Yeah,
they're building their own arena like the MGM. You know, or probably like a fucking 12, 15,000 seater.
Yeah, but they already have the Garden Arena. They're building
they gave out a bunch of money to that. It's not their arena.
They're building their own arena that is built perfectly for UFCs. That is, so it's, that's what they'll mostly only have. And then, you know, all the money goes to them. And it's like a, you know, 20,000 seater. It's like, and every UFC is going to be there.
Because the Pearl is, a small theater, but it's amazing. It's only like a 3,000 seater or something.
Love that. Maybe, I've been to fights there.
Me too.
Yeah. But,
me and Madrigal went to one there.
So like all the music venues aren't set up perfectly for UFCs. It's just not that way. You know, they're set up for Lion King and shit.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting. I like that.
So anyways, I don't know if that fight is going to be, I don't know if that fight is going to be the first one there, but I know the first one is coming up. It might be in January. I don't know if that's going to be, but the first one is maybe 190. I don't know. Maybe 200. 200 is the first fight there. Somebody was just telling me about that at the store. 200 is the first one at the new arena.
That's cool. And now you heard about the other fight, too, that might happen now.
Cyborg and Rousey?
Yes.
And I've... breaking news. I've heard that that might be...
I mean, Cyborg
also on the Aldo card.
Could she beat Ronda Rousey? Could she truly beat her?
It'll be the first time anybody's cared about a Ronda Rousey fight other than just watching Ronda Rousey and some other. It's the only opponent she'll have faced with over 10 years of experience.
Right. It could be dangerous to fight her this early in the career.
I mean, who else is she going to fight? I think she fights her.
You're getting to the point with the Pacquiao and with like Mayweather. Holyfield and Tyson, where you're not going to face Cyborg in her prime anymore. You got like a year or two left.
are there some other girls out there like her that could fuck with Ronda? No,
there's none.
Zero.
You look at the highlight clips, and it's like they're not even fluid when they're highlight clips. Don't even look good.
Right.
It's like, you're punching somebody, but you're like,
Ronda Rousey's smart as hell as a businesswoman. She's probably going to go get that money for that one. She's going to star in a movie as an action hero. She's going to be off and running, and she'll stop the fighting in 2 years, and she'll just be making movies and cash out.
Well, what the UFC wants to do, but she said, like, no, you got to fight me at 135. And then now Cyborg's like, okay, I will.
Oh, she agreed. She agreed.
Yeah, now can you stop running? I think what they're going to do is they're going to try to cash in on Cyborg twice. So they're going to give him one other fight, you know, make that like a co-headline fight or something, get a bunch of cash off Cyborg coming in, then feed her Rousey.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Because they have to let her fight Misha Tate for a third time because she never lost a single round to Misha Tate in three
rounds. You know what I was saying about that? I was like, this Misha Tate fight is a lot like the comedy roast battle. When the first two rounds are a blowout, In the comedy roast battle, first two rounds are a blowout, so there's no need for a third round because it's already over. But you're like, fuck it, everybody's already here. You already got the jokes ready. Let's have the fucking meaningless third round. But we all know who won this.
How can you say it's not a weak division when what's Ronda Rousey's record? Stat boy?
It's track. Isn't it like 13-0?
13-0, maybe 12-0.
So 13-0. She's about to face someone for the third time.
Right. There's not a lot to choose from.
Exactly. And that's a fantastic way of looking at that.
Yo, why will there never be a $300 million payday for a UFC fighter? That just will never happen.
Well, because they're their own promotions. I mean, all those $300 million paydays were boxers who were also promoters. The De La Hoyas of the world, the Mayweathers of the world, the Pacquiao's of the world, that they're so good that they've become promoting.
WPC.
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to promote this fight myself with my new promotions company.
No, I don't think it's just a business structure. I think it's also you got dudes who've been fighting for 18 years pro. So they've built an audience. You know what I mean? They've gone undefeated
for
18 straight years.
Sure, totally.
You know what I mean? They've built up an audience around the world.
Absolutely.
UFC is unbelievable and incredible what they're doing, but I'm just saying you can't – I don't think you can have a guy fight for 18 years and be 52-0.
Not in the UFC.
Well, no, not in the UFC.
That'll never happen.
Way more parity.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
There's just too many ways to get hurt, beat up, knocked out, choked, accidentally.
Too many ways to lose, yeah.
Right. Boxing, you've just got
Rousey's 12-0 and Cyborg's 14-1.
Who'd she lose to?
Let me check.
When is Cyborg's first professional fight too?
14-1. She's 14-1.
She got disqualified, right? That's first roids.
That's the loss.
Oh, is that what it was? So she's undefeated except for one where they took it
away. When did she her first professional fight, Statty?
Let me check it up. I don't have a computer, Statty. So I'm using my phone.
Mike Young officially 1-0 as an amateur boxer before he retired.
Wow.
That's not bad.
1-0. Guy went out on top strong in college.
I won the bronze medal 1996 Special Olympics.
I believe it.
I got beat by a chick with three arms.
Her first fight was May 17, 2005. She actually lost. It was a submission to a knee bar.
When was that? 2000 what?
2005.
Okay, so this is a woman who's been fighting for 10 years. Yep. Cyborg, I mean, Ronda Rousey has never faced anyone who's wily, who knows the game.
She's fighting people
who are just learning now. You don't get guys in the UFC who compete for titles 3 or 4 years into fighting. It happens so rarely, and all the girls are.
Did you see that picture that Rogan Instagrammed or tweeted of Cyborg standing next to Frankie Edgar? And he goes, just so you all know, this guy was once the 155-pound champion, right? She towers over him.
Really?
She's way bigger than him.
I'll look that up.
And he's like, this guy, who's Frankie Edgar's still a badass.
Yeah.
He's still a badass.
Yeah. Yeah. Those two
standing together and posing for like a little picture together, Rogan goes, by the way, he's the one, he was the 155 champ and is a contender. And this bitch towers over him.
Did you see the HBO Sports about the dudes in the those two dudes in the UFC beating the shit out of their girls?
War Machine and Mayhem.
War Machine. It was a documentary. What a fucking animal. Yeah. No, it was real sports on HBO. He's locked up. He's done.
Oh, yeah.
He's not coming out of jail.
Did you hear the 911 call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, I call it the 911 lesson. Because, look, she has a part in this, too. Don't get me this, like, War Machine punched me in the throat. Sounds like she doesn't listen, number one.
Jesus.
Right? Number two, what did you expect?
Not Faithful had another dude in the bed.
Oh, that's like number 14 or 15. I got a lot of beefs with this chick before we get to that. Number three, she got a tattoo, property of War Machine, on her neck. That should tell you right now, you've waived your rights, lady.
She had to add a not property after the beating.
Yeah, she covered it up with like a skull or something like that. But now
that was
listen,
some disturbing shit.
Was the worst. I really felt terrible for her. Everybody knows I'm joking here. But I will say, here's one thing I did have a problem with. When she's talking about him in that interview, she's like, I was just there. He comes in. She already described how violent he was all the way up to this moment. He comes in. You know, he rapes me. He's saying that's his pussy. And she's being very blunt about everything that's going on. Choking me. I was scared for my life. Punching me, all this. When he walked in, I was laying in bed with my friend and sleeping. And he just went crazy. And then they just glossed over that. We were like, wait.
Yeah, I caught that, too.
But
obviously, I just took that as like, porn star into freaky shit, maybe gay friend in the bed with her.
So then talk up, then say it the same way you just described everything else when he was saying taking your pussy.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking, but he wasn't jealous over that. I had guys in my bed all the time.
Yep, we had an open relationship. He slept with other people. I slept with other people. He walked in. I was in bed with another guy. He hates that guy.
Yo,
it could be anybody but him.
No, but I wasn't high five. I'm saying, hold on a second. Regardless, that motherfucker is dangerous.
I
could see whooping the dude's ass, but my you can't put it on a girl like that.
Yeah, you can't put it on
her fucking face up.
Yeah, he should have.
Guy goes to jail.
If he holds a phone book on her head and then hits her with the back of like a lampshade or something, no bruising. Just a lesson learned.
I think Tebow's trying to say is that she was mostly at fault here.
That's exactly what he's trying to say.
I'm not saying she was mostly at fault. My beef is totally separate than any of this. I agree with everybody. My point is, when you describe that story and everything he's doing is in vulgar terms, don't just gloss over the fact that you were just laying in bed with a friend.
You're also asking a probably uneducated chick.
She seemed a very intelligent.
Who probably not the best storyteller.
Nah, man, she's got a bachelor's.
She really laid it down good. Yeah. She told that story good. Just be like, he got jealous because I was fucking this other guy. Because that's how she was talking up until the point where she was just gently laying next to a friend.
It all comes down to steroids.
It does all come down.
She's a good storyteller. Maybe I'll get her for my show.
You should get her for uh-oh, is that your fucking phone ringing?
You should get her. Comedy Central will love her. Porn star with a dark story.
Yeah.
So, all right, here comes the super story. I can't wait to tell you.
Oh, wait. No, it's not breaking news, is it?
It's kind of breaking. It did just happen. Everybody's already heard about this yet. About 2 hours ago, this went down.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
you know, you really don't have to throw those in after the breaking news sound. You always have that little button on that, don't you?
Wait. This just in. Sorry, I won't do that anymore.
Okay, good. Yeah, that was a lot better.
A lot.
So there's this linebacker for the Jets.
Yeah.
New York Jets. His first name is capital I, capital K. So he's already going with the double capitals. His last name is a fucking nightmare to pronounce. But nonetheless.
Yeah.
This guy in the locker room, helmets off, just sucker punches Geno Smith.
Really?
Geno Smith out 10 weeks.
It brings me back to Neil Brennan's bit about they're just doing football.
They're starting 16 fucking million dollar contract starting quarterback gets sucker punched in the locker room by this linebacker. They cut him instantly.
Oh, same team, not even like a scrub.
Same team.
The by scrub, a linebacker?
Some kid that's trying to make the team.
Scrub knocked out star of team.
From like Louisiana Tech or something. And apparently
was Geno talking shit?
Dude, it's fucking training camp. Everyone's talking shit. There's fights all the time. Cam Newton just got into a huge fight everyone was surprised about.
Yeah, but that wasn't no sucker punch. They're getting on him. They're trying to sell that story with Cam Newton. Like, he shouldn't do this as a team leader. It's like, shut up, man. They had a scrum. It was fine.
Happens all the time.
Yo, football players are a different breed. You ever play football in high school? They're sure. A fucking different breed of animal.
It's racist.
They are a breed. White, black, Asian.
Well,
they're
soldiers. Trained like soldiers. They're all in for each other. They're very much like soldiers.
Oh, it's like a brotherhood.
It is a brotherhood.
So he punches, as soldiers are. He punches this guy in the locker room. Sucker punches him nonetheless. Sucker punches him. Out as much as 10 weeks, 11 weeks if there's a bye week somewhere in there. Geno Smith isn't driving this bus.
No, 9 weeks if there's a bye week in there somewhere. Bye weeks don't take you longer to recuperate.
I'm saying without him leading this team, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm saying if there's another bye week at the end of that.
Oh, right. Then he'll be out 11 full weeks, right, at the very end.
Right. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
How does he go out from a sucker punch? What, did he break his jaw or some shit?
You ever been sucker punched? Have you ever been sucker punched, Ari? No.
Look at that nose.
You're not.
I have.
Yeah, you're not.
You know. You can't do this afterwards?
No. Yo, a good sucker punch can really take you out.
Yeah, because you're not prepared for it.
Bro,
your jaw's relaxed.
Oh, my God. My whole face was relaxed. I got sucker punched after a show in West Palm with Renazizi and Tripoli.
Tripoli was there, too.
The two worst guys to have at your back.
I would like to throw my name in that
hat. A theater major and a fucking almost wrestler.
Yeah. An Armo.
Yeah.
An Armo. God, that's the worst person to have around regardless.
Yeah, he was dancing on the dance floor when the shit went down anyway.
Tripoli was?
Yeah.
I can totally see it.
Tripoli was literally doing that little skinny arm dance in the middle of the dance floor. I got taken out.
Tripoli's old,
happened?
Fucking Young American Comedy Tour, West Palm Beach Improv. You know, Thursday night show, first show of the weekend. Great night. Me, Renazizi, Tripoli had a blast. Fucking rocked the show. Next, some hot chick, of course it comes down to this, says to me after the show, hey, you guys want to go next door to the bar and have some fun? Sit down. She's like, my friend owns the bar. We go next door. We sit down. She's sitting on my left. Renazizi's in the corner. Tripoli's on the dance floor. Renazizi goes to the bathroom. this chick's just rubbing my arm. I'm literally having the thought of what a great life we have. Comedy in West Palm.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, bam, 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 I am getting fucking lit up. A motherfucker, skinhead dude, rushed over, blasted me like 3 times in the face. I never saw him. It was dark. And by the time I even knew I was getting blasted, I stood up and he was fucking running out of the bar. Broke my nose, chipped my tooth, fucked me up. Nobody saw. It turns out it was this bitch's fucking ex-boyfriend. So she was such a bad actor that I knew what was up. Like, I was like, she's like fake crying. I'm like, who the fuck was
really?
That? And Ren Azizi and Tripoli actually did go at her like, bitch, we're going to put you in the trunk of the car and we're going to drive you around West Palm until you tell us who that was. Long, crazy story short, I'm in the emergency room. We find out who he is. I get him arrested, and I'm going to take his ass to trial because I'm going to fucking lock him up for like assault and battery. Day before the trial, and I got his address. To this day, I still Google Earth his house. Like this, like I got, you know, I got street problems, but this motherfucker is one I'm not letting him go. So I got his address. I found out where he was. His lawyer calls me night before trial. I'm packed, ready to go to Miami. And he's like, yo, he's scared. He wants to make a deal. He wants to make a plea. How much money do you want from him that will make it go this, you know, you won't go to trial?
$75.
Times 1,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I made up a fucking number that I was going to be cool with.
What was the number? Do you mind saying it? You
don't like have to say it for no money. It's like 35, 40,000.
Uh-huh.
My bills were 4,500. You know what I mean? So I just came up with a number that I could be at peace with for a minute before I fuck him up.
Yeah.
And I
good punches to the face.
Faxed it over. He signed the shit, faxed it back. So all that happens is he agreed to it. So for a year, I was getting a check from Florida Department of Corrections sent to me. And that motherfucker was paying for my shit for a year.
And by the way, this is the same thing. This is how Kobe Bryant got off for his rape.
That is right. Exactly how he got off for his rape.
Yo, this motherfucker
raped me.
he
raped
me.
Your face.
Raped my face. Of course,
well,
I was in the emergency.
Putting his dick in his face. No. I think that'd be putting his dick in his face.
It was bad.
They had that.
Point is, comedy is very dangerous if you're not safe.
Yeah. Do you think it was?
I know why it was. It was because his bitch was sitting next to me, she didn't tell me she had a boyfriend. She just played it off like I was just a dude she met, and she got me hurt.
It's because you're so goddamn smooth, Mike.
Yo,
man.
You can't even find this bitch on Facebook. I think she's dead. I swear to God.
She might be dead.
I think he might have buried her. I can't find her anywhere.
Maybe she dated War Machine.
Maybe you stopped looking trying to fuck her still. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Trying to hit her up on Facebook.
You know, some of the fellas are like, there goes Young trying to get the pussy. Probably deserved it. No.
You weren't even trying to get it?
No. No. I was sitting in the bar
enjoying
life, sipping tequila.
Yeah.
While the Armenian's on the dance floor and Ren Azizi's looking at his hair in the mirror.
100% sounds like being on the road with both of them. I've been on the road with both of them a lot. And that is a pretty good description.
You know what I mean? Ren Azizi, gifted hair.
One time, Sam, we were in Chicago, which is a long time ago, and about 10 years ago maybe. And, you know, like after the show, then the club will close, and they'll close it all up and lock it all up. But you'll stay in the club and, like, party with the staff a little bit, you know, another hour. We're doing that. A handful of the audience members that are cool enough that, you know, listen to your podcast or whatever, and they hang out there really nice. You're like, hey, man, hang out here. You can have one more beer. You know what I mean? Or whatever. A couple people, cute chicks, whatever. So, you know, you're meeting people, hanging out. I can't find Tripoli. You know, I lose Sam for like 40 minutes. This is even long.
All Sam needs is 2 minutes to get into trouble.
This is
I got one after this for Tripoli. I'll tell you, Tripoli.
Anything longer than a quick dump, you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
And this is next thing you know, this guy's coming out of the walk-in cooler. He was hooking up with some chick in the walk-in freezer.
What?
Yeah.
And by the way, Sam doesn't just go to make out with anybody.
Well, no, you know, whatever. Sam's I don't know what dick happened. Is out before he's kissing. His shit is out of his pants, and girls are like, what the fuck? He's out. Let me just jerk it on your knee. Sam doesn't give a fuck. I got
to ring the doorbell.
I would never shit on Tripoli, but yeah, he's got some suspect people around. We did a show in Tempe, and he invited one of his boys from high school. So I'm in Tempe.
Vegas?
We're doing the Tempe Vegas. Improv in the right. at the height of Tempe Improv. Great place. Tripoli brings one of his boys from high school. Yeah, from Vegas, I guess. And yeah. Dude is like...
He grew up in Phoenix, that's right.
Oh, okay. So dude is like already kind of shady. I could tell he's got like a shady friend. And he's kind
of... Yeah, all of his friends are shady. Look at us.
Yo.
I know.
So and listen, I got no problem. But don't fucking steal from me and my friends. So right. Sam's boy, we're in Tempe. We're at the hotel pool. I see some Detroit friends that I know. They happen to be high-end dudes.
Like, how did you get? You guys had a simultaneous like high school reunion in like Arizona.
I'm at the pool, no joke. The Illiches, yeah. You know, Illich owns the Detroit Red Wings. They used to hire me for their birthday parties. I perform.
Uh-huh.
Chris, Mike Young loves Tempe. He's the only one that got along with that fucking glad
stop
to be.
Stop it! Stop it, Ari. He was not a bad.
Dead.
I
he's
love.
The only one is not glad he's dead.
You're right. I love Dan. I like Dan. He fucking took me out. We had fun. I'm in Tempe. We're at the pool. Illich and like eight people are there for like his wife's anniversary. These are like fucking the guy owns the Tigers and the Red Wings and fucking Little Caesars. Ballers. So I'm like, yo, Chris, come to our show. For sure, Mike. I get them all tickets to the show. After the show, we have an after party at like a hotel suite. It's Illich's suite. Mm-hmm. Fucking Tripoli's shady ass friend disappears for a little while. One of Illich's girls comes out and is like, somebody stole my iPhone. And, like, no, I would never think that, like,
this would happen.
Turns out, motherfucker took the iPhone. So now we're out in the street, and, like, we have surrounded Tripoli's boy. And now Tripoli is out there like, please do not fuck up my friend.
And I'm like,
how the fuck is this guy your friend? And the guy's, like, hammered. And Illich is, like, a scrappy dude. His dad was a fucking gangster, you know what I mean? They didn't make their money, like... in the stock market.
Uh-huh.
You know? And he fucking, like, we didn't end up hurting Tripoli's boy, but Tripoli had a fucking...
Tripoli saved the guy's life is what happened.
He could pick some better friends. He was in the street begging for his boy not to get beat up.
Yeah.
And his boy just disappeared.
He probably saved that guy's life.
Tripoli's the one... If you had to have one of your friends begging for you not to get beat up, I feel like Tripoli would have the most experience with that.
For sure. He mastered it. He was economy of words. He didn't say.
He literally did like 15 minutes of crowd work. He was, hey, where are you from? You look like a decent guy. Yeah, please don't hurt my, you know.
So did they find the iPhone?
They found the iPhone.
Oh, fuck. Did he try to
hide it? The next day they found it. The motherfucker returned it. Yeah, breaking news.
Breaking news.
iPhone found.
Returned. iPhone found.
Breaking news. Don't take Tripoli on the road. And I love Tripoli. And he was, you know, Sam's so nice, but he was like, man, I'm sorry. I didn't know my boy was like that. He's actually my brother's friend. He was pulling all that shit.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like.
He's my second cousin.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you go to some part of the country and then there's somebody that you, like, kind of used to know from way back in the day. You haven't talked to him in 25 years and they're like, yeah, sure, man. Come to the show. I'll get you in. Even though you haven't seen him in 25 years.
Yeah.
And then they show up and they're just like some fucking lunatic. And you're like, ah, man, I wanted you to be cool, and now you just keep fucking, you're hammered, and you're talking my ear off.
I feel like you definitely have some shady friends.
I have a lot of really shady.
I feel like Ari does not. I feel like Ari grew up with some good dudes.
No, Mike Reyes, he can't come to my stand-up shows anymore.
Wait, what?
I have a lot of shady friends.
It's a Sunday, and they've been drinking from college, and they've been drinking all day because watching Redskins and shit, which is fine, but then he starts, like, yapping out. He starts going, like, doing the Dave Chappelle heckles, and then, like, all right, whatever, but then, like, 7-8 years passed. And he just came a few weeks ago in D.C. And it's like 45 minutes in, he starts fucking heck. Like, Mike, are you... Shut the fuck up!
Yeah.
I can
Unacceptable.
See you, man. You can't come anymore.
Yeah. It makes you think that they don't like you as much as you think they do.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, they act like that type of shit is not cool. I don't like it.
Yeah,
man.
I can't stand that. And it's always like... For them, it's like, hey, we're having this gigantic reunion. Let's party and get fucked up. But for me, it's like, I'm working here.
I'm working.
Right.
I'm doing stand-up. You're not the only person I want to meet and talk to. And it's, you know, and you stop following me everywhere we're going.
Yeah, but on some subconscious level, they're jealous of you and they're fucking hating you.
They have nothing
that's
to be jealous of.
No, but I'm saying.
That's what Snooki used to say.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Like
Mike
Snooki.
Young quoted Snooki.
And
that's the end of my shit,
right?
Mike quotes Snooki.
All right, how hilarious is this Geno Smith thing?
It's not even.
So they cut that guy. They cut that guy.
Cut him immediately. I'm like, I hope this dumb fuck knows jujitsu and knows it good, because the only place he's going is Bellator. Bellator. If this guy has a fucking yellow belt, Bellator signs him.
Sign to make him fight this week,
and he fights in fucking 45 days.
Yo, yeah. One punch ruined his career. No team is going to.
Well,
take
they
that
said that he was. I think he was out of Louisiana Tech, something like that.
Isn't it crazy how many small schools?
And but he'd already been arrested for like. I really don't want to say anything. You know, it's terrible to spread.
He's got priors.
He has priors. I don't want to say domestic violence, but oh, I think he beat up an officer who was trying to like hold him down or you know detain him, and I think he beat up an officer.
I'm telling
something
you,
like that. So he had priors with violence.
I heard he raped like 9 or 10 people.
Okay, well, there we go. There's the journalism.
Yo,
punch
dude,
known
dude,
for.
Rage, dude, rage is some scary shit, man.
That's some real.
It's
shit.
It's like
to
sell pills to Bill Cosby.
I'm not a gun dude, but like that type of shit, like dudes out there, I'm afraid. Like I feel like I would want to maybe shoot someone just with like a .22.
It's terrifying. It really is fucking
crazy.
Terrifying. But I think it's. I mean, this is one of those things. Hey, NFL owners. Hey, GMs. You keep taking these risks with these guys that have priors and have proven to you they're crazy.
Right.
And you go, well, we'll throw fucking $55,000 at him. Otherwise, he's just going to go work at a Walmart. And if he turns out to be a freak and really gets his shit together, it won't blow up in our face. We'll look like geniuses. He just punched a $60 million guy in the face and broke his jaw and changed your offense for the first half of the season.
He literally just cost your franchise.
That was a $100 million punch.
No, that's a $500 million punch.
Yep.
Because that's going to affect everything.
Dude,
for the
that's
going to
be the craziest.
He just punched the attendance out of the fucking arena.
Well, yeah. guess who just got his job back? Mike Vick.
Mike Young. I'll go play quarterback over there.
Every
no,
sentence.
Is Vick on the team?
Vick's a free agent, but he was on the team last year.
Yo, I like Vick.
I like Mike Vick, too.
I like his style. I like his game.
I hated everything he did. Everything that. And
of course.
Dude,
he was
Falcons
my boy in Madden.
I'm a huge Falcons fan. He's everybody's boy in Madden. That's what made it the worst. I played with the Falcons since Sega Genesis Madden.
Yo,
you know
that,
what I mean?
Whole...
And then they got Mike Vick, and here comes all the Falcon fans that want to be the Falcons whenever I was playing Madden. I'm like, oh, really? Name me two receivers on this team. Because I can name the defensive fucking tackle that's starting, you know, the backup that's starting. And you just want to run around the field with Mike Vick and play Tecmo Bowl.
Yo, where do you find the time to get all the sports knowledge? Like, people are like, Mike, you want to play fantasy, blah, blah, blah with me? I'm like, I don't feel like I have the brain capacity.
I really only
have. Follow
I, I get that.
Football. I'm really good. I've won 2 years in a row in this league. It's pretty easy. I'll give you the rundown later.
It's one of those easy. You watch.
No give me your myself. Schedule rundown, Ari. Is it like a set? Like
I can give you Ari's schedule. I'll give it to you. Ari's schedule is.
Wake up at 11.
No. Oh, no. Just for him playing fantasy football, this is what he does. Okay. First move.
Lull Tebow to full sense of security.
Hire a guy on the off of
you lost
Twitter.
Me at hire. You lost me at hire.
Yeah. Actually, get some guy off of Twitter. That's a fan of mine and wants to suck my cock, a little bottom feeder fucking cocksucker, and that knows a lot
Ari's
about football.
Got 7 assistants.
And I'll just let him run my team, and then if we win, I talk shit, and if I lose, I blame him.
We had Brady last year, bro.
Just put smarter people around you. That's what
there were times
all
during last fantasy football season on this show where I would say to Ari live on the show, who are your two starting running backs? Doesn't matter, bro. I'm 5-1, bro.
You're still in game like name mode, and I'm playing Moneyball.
You dumb fuck. You fucking idiot. I'm playing Moneyball. Go take a piss in your castle, Hitler. Look at this guy.
I love that movie, by the way. I love Moneyball.
God damn it. Yeah, so, man, the Geno Smith thing is nuts. I think everybody's making too much of a big deal about the Cam Newton fight.
Who are you on the phone with?
I'm deleting. I swear to God, I'm deleting notes of what we have and haven't talked about yet.
Oh, don't do that. Just scroll. Just deleting.
What do you mean scrawl?
Who deletes?
I don't know.
If we've talked about it, I wanted to.
I'm still a boxing fan. That's all I gotta say.
Do you? Then what do you think about this Mayweather bullshit?
Listen.
Against-
No, don't. That's a bullshit fight, of course.
That's
okay.
A bullshit fight.
Of course.
Here's another Mayweather fight. Mayweather versus some guy we're just hearing about on this poster.
No, Andre
Berto's
Berto's been around a long time, but he ain't shit.
No, your mom's been around a long time.
Ari, can we relax, please? I'm not saying Berto's worth. He's not even in Mayweather's class. I'm saying he's been around a long time. They tried to make him a champion. He's a paper fighter. He's never
Who
been.
Should they have gotten?
There is nobody for Mayweather
Triple
to fight.
G.
They could have Triple G if you want to make something of it. But Mayweather, to me, he just mastered the art of boxing. No one's fucking with him. It doesn't matter who fights him. He's going to go out on top. Pacquiao was a broken down fighter.
I think Golovkin can beat him.
But my point was
Pacquiao. Now we can take his victory lap.
Do you think Golovkin can beat him?
No.
It's a lot of leather. Dude throws a lot of leather.
Yo, you saw Canelo Alvarez fight him when the whole world was going, Canelo's got a shot.
Canelo's better now than he was then.
Not that much better. He made Canelo look like an amateur high school fighter. He fucking peppered
shit. He was, for the most part, he was like 21. He hadn't been in lights like that. Dude, everyone's like, he's 50 and out.
No,
32 of those fights were like in chicken coops in Mexico.
No, I'm just saying,
That's a really good point. Go rewatch
that fight. You will see Canelo Alvarez look like he did in the amateurs. Mayweather's, listen, you don't have to like the guy. I don't like Mayweather. I don't give a fuck about ever seeing Mayweather.
I just think
he has mastered the art
of
boxing.
Him fighting Canelo right now would be a better fight than Berto.
It'd be the same exact turnout.
I don't know. I'd like to see that.
No, as a boxer, yeah, you can improve, absolutely, but you got a set of skills that are with you for life.
I'm against him for other reasons, for off-the-ring reasons.
Who, Mayweather?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I said. I don't give a fuck about his character.
Because he fucking, signed up with Burger King. It's a shitty meal.
If we knew half the shit that all these athletes that we fucking put on pedestals did, like... If Michael Jordan was around in social media days, I don't think he'd be the hero that everyone thinks
like
he is.
Like 100% transparency.
Well, I heard somebody bring up an awesome point
the other day. Fuck three of my girlfriends. Fuck him.
It's exactly what you're saying.
And he only fucked...
Yeah. It's because they fucked him, but they don't want to not brag.
Hey, he only banged two out of three.
I've heard bad stories, and I grew up in that area when Michael Jordan, during his heyday.
You grew up in Skokie.
Skokie.
I got beat up in Skokie too. That's another story. Fuck Skokie.
Skokie.
You grew up in Skokie?
No, I didn't grow up in Skokie.
You know that Holiday Inn?
Yeah. I grew up at the Holiday Inn.
That one Holiday Inn.
Skokie, Illinois.
On a golf course he grew up. That's what he says. He grew up on a golf course.
His parents are probably like heirs to the Coca-Cola fortune. Everybody in LA's got some weird fucking big money story.
Court was just talking about that. How you and I got that court. He said one of the best times of his life when he was in a gigantic party following me and you cutting up a golf course to shit.
I love that. Yo, my brother got sued for that.
Dirt.
Really?
Oh, my brother.
My
brother and his boys, golf cart, ripped up a course.
12-8 on that hole.
Sued?
Tripoli's fishing for
He had to do community service for a summer. He had to paint a school.
I was working a golf course and I saw a bunch of drunk dudes flip a golf court.
I put one in the water.
Broke their leg and they tried to sneak out. So they had like towels wrapped around their leg and it was like bleeding through. And
yeah.
It was just a trail of blood. It was nuts.
Something about a golf course, you just want to rip it up. There's so much beautiful land.
Golf is the best.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Golf's pretty fun.
It really is
so
the best.
I can't get on St. Andrews, not the old course.
Are you playing golf now? Isn't there an amazing course in Scotland? Isn't there
St. Andrews. The old course of St. Andrews. They played a fucking...
How old is that course? How old is it?
It's like the first course.
There's got to be a first course somewhere.
It was born here. It's born in Scotland.
Is it really one of the first courses?
Yeah, there's a huge... Isn't there a huge history of where golf was born? So it's like Scotland and one other place is arguing all the time.
Yeah. No.
No.
What is Mexico arguing because they invented fucking mowing lawns?
Yeah.
No. They did it in Scotland first.
Does Trump own one of those courses over there? Doesn't he own a golf course in Scotland or is it Ireland?
He does. This bozo. This
fucking clown.
Dude, they're mocking us out here.
They mock us everywhere.
With Donald Trump. They're like, Donald Trump, who's your, it's going to be your guy. I'm like, he's not going to be the guy.
We are mock worthy for that. Yeah. The fact that this motherfucker.
Done anything yet.
No, but I'm saying the fact that he's even on TV for this.
The
is
fact
like
that people
believe.
The fact that there's a group the of people that
Nation.
Believe him.
The TMZ Nation. This is a TMZ. He's exactly what we like.
Why do that shit in England too, though?
No, I never.
Well, they're worse. They're in a lot of ways worse than us at that.
I was about to
tabloid
the
shit.
Where I walked on.
Oh, by the way, that girl you saw me talking to in the back of the comedy store that night. She cut me out.
Ah. Can I tell that story?
I had plans, sure, but I had plans with her, and she's like, listen, I've been seeing this dude, and I just decided I'm just going to see this dude. And I'm like, let me know when it's over in 4 months.
Oh, she will.
Yeah. She's fucking
really?
Great. She was cute.
Dude.
It was on, Ari.
Bro. I was working the back door when I saw it. It was great. She walks out, and I hear her complaining on the phone about something. Like, she's in an argument, and she just hangs up. And then she's like, send him a cigarette. And then Tony hands her a cigarette and walks away. And she's just like,
You just got the greatest cigarette you'll ever have in your life.
She's just like, I've had a day. And I was like, oh, tell us about it. And then she walks up directly to Mike Young and then just starts talking to him. And he didn't say anything at this point. He was just standing there. And I was the one who said, tell us about it. And then she walks up, just starts talking to him. And I just sit back down on the chair and just watch magic happen.
Ari, isn't listening my gift?
Yeah, like, you just know how to get these girls. But they wouldn't go up to someone else. They wouldn't go up to fucking Juan over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yo,
they don't
I
know if he's going to listen or not.
I just listen. No. So much wasted time in my life.
Yeah, bro.
It's sort of voodoo.
It's fucking voodoo.
I remember when you used to bring...
I wish I out nodding.
Remember when you used to bring Heather Graham around?
It wasn't Heather Graham.
Yeah,
me?
That was the best.
Yeah, Heather Graham. She was hot. Good job, Mike.
Love Heather Graham
around so much.
Yo, you're welcome. You're welcome.
She was at the store a bunch of times. Remember that?
Heather
and everyone's
Graham.
Like, oh,
I remember
man.
Seeing her once, and then I was like,
and everyone's
shit.
Like, man, she's going to meet Mike Young, and then it's over.
I've met her before at my boy's house, but
she was at the store like 4 or 5 times in like a 2-month period at once.
Yeah. Really?
I think she was there to see Chris, right?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
D'Elia stealing my thunder, taking my fucking bitches with SAG credits.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, what are you doing now?
Closing the window. You know, I pot smoke out.
Do they have dragons that fly around in the sky out there, or what is that? Is that just some shit bullshit?
No, they haven't flown in a long time. That's like saying, are there reindeers that fly?
What are the hobbits like?
Ari, are you enjoying? Ari, do you like flying now? Like, are you cool with travel? Like, are you digging travel? You're all good
with
that?
Well, he loves the TSA.
I mean, I don't like travel days, but being places is fucking fun as shit.
Yeah. No, I remember.
If I get the train too, I'm still okay.
I remember going, I don't know if you remember this, Ari, but I think we only did, like, when Rogan kind of got me off the road with him, there was a transitional moment where you were on the road with us for, like, 1 or 2 times, but I remember being at the airport with Ari, and there was the option of taking your shoes off, and he chose the I'm not taking my shoes off option. And I remember, I'm like, you know what? Ari really doesn't give a fuck. He's like, no.
It's gotten way worse.
Yeah, back then, Ari.
Damn.
Yo, bro, you had a real fucking rebel streak going.
Yeah, not taking his shoes off.
It's even worse now.
In their face. Call them an idiot sometimes. Not all the time. If they act right, I don't.
Bro, opening for Rogan back 9 years ago was some of the most exciting shit ever. It was when the UFC
shit. Could get into shit, too.
Oh, man.
He's still unfamous enough. He could go around.
Totally. Yeah. And he was just starting to get crazy famous where, like, dudes.
Fear
I saw dudes
too.
Step up to Rogan. Rogan's so calm in a situation. He literally, I remember one time he said to me, yeah, here, just hold this. And he just, like, handed me his beer and just, like, didn't even have to, like, fight. He sort of somehow fit, like, in the lightest amount of pressure, dismantled a dude at the bar. I think we were in Denver. And it was like, it was just very calm. I was very impressed with his social, you know what I mean, of just calming a situation without having to destroy a human being. And
yeah,
he was
dude,
a big
guy,
fucking dude.
Have you ever
dude.
Seen the videos of him kicking? Like kicking the bag,
yeah,
the heavy bag,
yeah.
And kicking
kick
like,
your head
yeah,
off
yeah,
your shoulders.
Oh my God, dude. You're like, holy shit, this guy is not fucking around.
I felt like I got thrown off tour because I hit the heavy bag too softly.
Really?
the other night we were at the
I
store,
not hit a bag
and Joe's like, "Yo, I remember you." He's like, "You hit like this." I'm like, "That's how I hit. What's wrong with that?" He's like, "You got to rip through that fucking bag." I'm like, "No wonder I got fucking thrown off. I was too soft for the tour."
That is. He actually talked about that. To be honest,
did he?
about that. Yeah, he was like, he couldn't hit the fucking bag hard enough, man.
Are you serious?
All right, now I take this personally.
I swear to God, you're telling the truth.
Not like it mattered to him, but the fact that he was like, this guy, it seems like he could, like, you know, hit, and then he barely hits the fucking heavy bag. It was like a serious sore spot for Rogan. He got really mad about you about that.
I know, but you know what? I have a different fighting style. I've been boxing since I was 7 years old. I can tear up a heavy bag. I just like it for the cardio.
I would love to fight a seven-year-old.
I'm going to video myself hitting the heavy bag.
I can hug
just to get back in everybody's good graces.
I will fight.
Just to let everybody know,
You should still do that. He actually talks about that like every year or two.
I hit the bag like a bitch.
Every time I brought the heavy bag, goes, did I ever tell you how Mike Young could fucking barely hit a heavy bag?
Shut up, Ari. He does not say that.
We go to gym sometimes with Eddie Bravo. He would teach seminars, and then we'd see a heavy bag there pretty much anytime he saw one. Like,
this fucks up my whole day.
I've been doing it for a long time.
Within 5 days, I will have a video of me ripping into a heavy bag.
This has been the best 5 minutes.
And you're going to get...
Oh, no,
everyone's going to watch it. You're going to see what's up. I'll throw a fucking left hook from Cincinnati.
And if anybody out there knows and can prove that Mike Young can punch, you can email him at MikeYoungCan'tPunch.com, his website.
I love it. I love it. But, of course, Joe gets in my head, so now I'm like every time I'm back on the bag, I'm like ripping into it.
He's gonna put like a heavy bag in the kitchen at the comedy store and just like wait for Rogan to come down the hallway.
Oh, what up, Rogan?
Oh, what's up?
Constantly looking.
Within one week, you will have a video of me hitting a heavy bag.
It's like the thing where
if there's a speed bag there, you'll see fucking Sugar Ray Young.
It's like you're doing push-ups. You know when you're doing push-ups and you're like, one,
my favorite,
two, and some hot girl comes around, 98, 99.
My favorite moment is when Joe's going to get tagged and he's going to be like, why the fuck's Mike Young sending me videos of him punching heavy bags?
Oh, he'll know why.
He's not even going to get that picture, Mike Young. Here's how much I don't believe in you because of all the stories I heard about how shitty you were on the heavy bag.
You'll never see it. I did it.
Yo, by the way. Let it be known.
The only thing you're capable of getting is a fucking picture of yourself next to one of those speed bag machines with the high score.
Let it be known.
Yeah.
Right. Me and Brett Ernst in a punching power contest.
It's Showbiz Pizza.
Let it be known. Eddie Bravo was not a fan of Mike Young, I don't think. I do. You probably know better than me, but yeah, he didn't really believe a lot of my stories.
Why? What
he was on the. Remember, he was on the road with us.
He'd always be with you.
No, he liked you. Eddie Bravo liked you.
Did he? I felt like he didn't believe a lot of things I said. I liked Eddie.
I like Eddie Bravo.
Guy could play guitar and choke you out. You know what it was? They would take me to the gyms. I'd go to those gyms with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I am not a wrestler. I am not a grappler. I am not good on the ground.
No. This was specifically about the heavy bag. It wasn't about that stuff.
But I felt like even when they were like, yo, let's go you grapple it up. I was like, you know what? I'll pull a neck muscle at an early age. Like, I'm a little soft.
So much shit on the road with them. It was like, just like cramps all the time doing that shit.
Plus, I grew up playing hockey my whole life, so I've been hurt since I was a kid. Like,
yeah,
I've
been emotionally hurt since I was a kid.
Did you play any sports growing up?
I played a lot of basketball growing up.
Did you?
Yeah, he did a lot of juggling of parents.
Are you better at basketball than Ari?
Not really.
No, I wasn't that good.
I could beat Ari in basketball, I think. If we play one-on-one, I think I could beat Ari in basketball.
Well, really? Let's go by total predictions made about sports and beating each other. And we'll see if let's just go by the stats and see if.
Yo, I hear Nick's got game.
Nick does not have game at all. I could beat.
Yo, Nick says he beat you.
I could beat
one
Nick
on one,
in basketball, and he humiliated Ari.
Up 10-7.
I actually told him. I said, "Yo, I heard Ari can ball."
Not humiliate me. How is it humiliated when he played to fucking 13 and I was up 12-7 or whatever it was? Played to 11 and up 10-7.
I want to say that he said, and maybe I'm wrong. I thought he said he beat you like 11-1.
No, that's not true at all.
I thought maybe I'm wrong. I thought Nick said he took you out and like
12-10
by .4. You were on the ground about to throw up because you were so out of shape.
I mean, my ploy to get him off his guard. I mean, absolutely. That's when I started.
When it was like three to one. Nick, Ari was on his hands and knees, looking like he was going to puke.
That's true.
And I've pictures. I'll show you pictures.
Back up 10-7.
I'll show you pictures right now.
9-4.
I'll play first to five.
Do you think if you were in shape, you could beat Nick in 1-on-1?
No.
Of course, I pretty much beat him then.
Are you a better athlete?
I pretty much beat him.
Ari showed up ready to clown around. He had a yarmulke on.
Yes, I had a yarmulke on.
And then it was 2-0, Nick, and then he threw his yarmulke on, took his yarmulke off, threw it at me like a frisbee, and kind of like, oh, it's time to get serious now. I got to take my yarmulke off.
Yes, and then I outscored him 9-2 from there.
Is that so? You were up
so
9-4. You were up 9-4.
By Chuck Taylor's.
I'm shocked because I know Ari to be a solid basketball player. Just
one cat. Well, the problem is it's fucking 1-on-1. It takes away my ABA skills of passing and setting screens.
Right. You are definitely from the 1975 New York Knicks. You play like Phil Jackson did when he had bad knees his whole life.
Yeah, for
sure. I
should
go with the press next time because right. Nick just fouled me every single time. It got so fucking annoying.
Was there a reason I was kept out of the basketball league for the Comedy Store? Was it because I was in my own league? I really kind of was hurt about that.
The reason is
I never got asked to play on the team.
Nobody, because the team was had so many people and then a giant waiting list after it that they started other teams.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
It was squad.
That's how I started the Open Michael Jordans, where everybody hated me.
The Open Michael Jordans?
Yeah, that was my team name.
Wait,
what? Hey, bro.
They were good last season.
Why do they hate you?
Are they really?
They hated me because I was the only one. So Nos goes, hey, man, you can start your own team because there's so many people on the waiting list to play for the Comedy Store that we could start like another two teams.
You went to the open mics.
So I started the Open Michael Jordans, and it was like me and Bartnick.
And that giant black dude?
Yeah, so then I started getting everybody that was on the list that was black, Owen Smith. Owen Smith's great game.
Owen Smith's good.
Yeah, he's real good. I get all these black guys and big guys, and then I go to them. You guys, you know, because we only had like 7 people on the team. It was a 10-team roster. You guys know any guys in your scene? I don't go to some of those comedy clubs where it's like, what's that one over on Pico?
J-Spot?
Yeah, there's probably a whole new crop.
A few of those comedy clubs where it's like, you know, some of us go there. They'll come here and almost like integration of busings to keep the elementary schools even back in the day.
No one from Flappers is coming to play for Comedy Store.
What I'm saying? No, I'm just saying to just like do gigs. So I go, I bet they know a bunch of guys that play ball that don't hang out in our circle of different comics. You know, because it's all like cliques. All of a sudden I got these 3 guys that are Cam Rowe, you know Cam Rowe?
No.
He's like 6'9". His dad played for Milwaukee Bucks.
Really?
He played for University of Hawaii.
Comedian?
Two. Yeah. He's really nice. He's really funny,
Does
too.
Does he come around the store?
Oh, yeah. I see him there a couple times, maybe once a week. Real tall. You'll know him if you see him. I get all these guys. All of a sudden, we start winning. And Matt Nose, anyone starts complaining to Matt Nose, like Rick Glassman and all these guys. Hey,
Rick
man.
Glass is the biggest cheater in the game.
I don't even know who these guys are on Teeb's team. I don't even think they're comics. I think he's bringing in just a bunch of ex-college basketball players. I go, no. I went to the trenches.
Yo, Corey Holcomb can fucking ball.
I bet he can.
Big Corey Holcomb?
Yeah.
Oh, I believe it.
He's a damn good basketball player. Tony Rock can ball.
I don't know, you guys. Okay, here's the deal. We always talk about these guys are good, and then we stop and don't take into account that they hit fucking 40, and I bet they're way worse now.
True. They were good at 27 years old at the Montreal Comedy Festival.
Oh, here you go.
New face basketball game.
Here's this nice picture of Ari just dominating fucking Nick Youssef.
Lulling him in. I know what that
Ari,
is.
Ari, you look officially like you are about to throw up.
Okay, but then how am I outscoring?
He's on his hands and knees, and Nick is just, I'll tweet this, and Nick is just holding the ball over his head.
Nick in a fucking bright yellow tank and low tops.
Not even fucking giving a fuck.
Running shoes he beat you in.
Then how did I outscore him 9-2 after that?
I don't know. That's not what he says.
Yeah, bottom line, you lost. And that's all because
look at the grin on Nick Youssef's face.
Oh, he knew.
I had a throwing contest with limes outside of the Comedy Store one time.
Oh, I remember those games.
And fucking Dave Taylor, man.
Dave Taylor
that motherfucker whipped it over the billboard.
I don't know where
across Sunset. Oh yeah, you look fucked up. You look
okay,
fucked
if
up.
If I was supposed to step 2 to 1,
how am I at 2 to 1? Yo, you actually like your whole body's pale white, but your neck to your head is red as can be.
Picture of Nick looking
like just a little bit of blood is getting to your head.
Just done. All right, we want to start doing some of this little live special event contest. Where I think we want to start challenging when you get back in town, and maybe we'll do some when you're not here. But we're going to start challenging other podcasts to competitions. Darts, for example.
Darts.
Drinking.
You know what I mean?
All I'm thinking about is getting on camera on that motherfucking heavy bag.
Miniature golf would be hilarious.
Someone's going to see something soon. I might go today.
And then throw like a bag of bets on it with other, you know, like, you know, Nick and Kevin's podcast, Dean Del Rey's podcast. Oh, yeah. Let's have a shredding on a guitar contest.
Well, we have two other guys have a, they can come on ours to have a bag of bets.
Uh-huh. Oh, you don't know. Mervis and I have a terrible bag of bets. Mervis and I have a terrible bag of bets that went down last week.
What was it?
He gets the Minnesota Vikings.
Ten games
or more with wins this year. I get the Minnesota Vikings 9 games or less with wins this year. And loser has to Skype into Punch Drunk and jerk off without using porn while looking at the other guys that are on the show.
Oh.
That's fucking disgusting.
You're a fucking animal.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, we did.
Wow.
It's going to be a lot of them just staring at us while they jerk off. Is that a...
No, Skyping in, being there.
No. You have to Skype in.
Why?
I feel like that's some shit. I don't know. That's what we put on it. That's what it says.
I feel like that's some shit Red Band does just on his own. Just looked, you know, pictures of you guys jerking while jerking it.
I'm sure he does. You see what Red Band's doing now? He's... what's that? Periscoping himself, eating food in the shower. I think
what?
He sets up. It's so stupid.
What?
I think he sets up a table and a chair in the shower and sets like a really nice meal, like from different restaurants and stuff. And then he turns the shower on, and then he just sits there and eats his food while it just gets soaking wet. And he just sits there and eats. Burgers. He's like,
that's fucked up, man.
He goes, it's the worst because I bite into it and it's so wet and soggy from the shower.
But how many people are watching?
A lot of people apparently watch it.
That's weird.
I mean, it's Red Band.
Does anybody have to eat like falafel?
Red Band could eat, pick his nose, and people would watch him do that on the internet. It's Red Band.
Man, the world's over.
He keeps not Instagramming, Periscoping himself, eating.
I think he told me that. I think like White Castle retweeted him.
And then White Castle retweeted him doing it while he was doing it or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
He was eating White Castle. That's crazy.
How disgusting is that?
New level of fetish.
Have you gotten laid since you've been out there?
Guesses. All three of you.
Okay.
How long have you been out there?
Yeah, good question. Let us ask some pre-questions.
I got here a week ago, Monday at 10 a.m., and I checked in here at about 12:30.
You got laid once, and you got a blowjob from a different girl another time.
Okay. How many shows have you done? You each get one question.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Yeah, well, yes. How long he's been there? That was a good question.
Oh, yeah. No, everyone got a question.
So, and then you got to make a guess. How many shows have you done?
I've done 4 of my own shows, 1 of somebody else's.
Now, I know that you're staying at a place with a bunch of people in there, so it's not like you can got your own place where you can come back and fuck.
Wow, you got your own room. Please say that. Please, are you sharing a room with a dude?
No, I'm not sharing a room with a dude. I won't count that as a question.
Okay, good. So then,
I would never do that. But that was a condition before. I'm like, yeah, I'll live with people, but I'm not going to fuck.
I think you've gotten laid 2 times by the same chick.
Good. Next.
How was the week?
Wonderful.
Thank you. I try. Have you gotten super shit faced yet? Have you gotten like blackout drunk yet?
That doesn't affect Ari's pussy.
Or have you gotten like a no?
I know Ari.
No, but that's a legit question.
Yeah,
did you get
have you partied like super hard yet?
I have.
Mm.
So I say you got laid and you got head from two different girls.
I say four. Girls. Four chicks.
I don't think he's working.
Four different women?
Four different women.
I say two or three times by the same chick.
No, you got to come with. It can't be two or three.
Solid answer.
Okay. I go with that. I say week since Monday. I say three with the same chick.
What about the Ghost of Christmas Past?
What's that?
What does the Ghost of Christmas Past say?
Who? Oh, Alan, what's your guess?
Jeez. I'm going to say...
Question?
Oh, question.
Yeah, if you have a question.
Shit. What's the weather been like?
The weather's been quite nice for the most part. One day of heavy rain.
That's a good fucking day, though. Heavy rain's a good fucking day.
Clip day.
Yeah. I'm going to say twice with the same girl, blowjob from another.
Ooh.
Ooh. He's mixing it up.
Well.
I like that because it's kind of like bidding $1 over Mike Young.
That is what exactly bidding $1
that's
exactly over
Mike Young. What it is. And the answer?
He really took a combo of both of our answers. What's the truth? What a dumb fuck. What is a dumb fuck? Is,
I have not fucked or gotten blown by anyone.
Female or male?
Finger in the butthole?
Because I did see that you saw the tranny.
Don't count this. Are you making any headway?
Have you planted some seeds?
Did you go to the tranny show?
No, I did not, but it's out here.
I saw that you Instagrammed that.
Yeah, no, but I did make some headway. I believe I have some that will be happening. I believe. But
okay. As long as you're having fun, Ari.
Are you keeping up with American sports, as they call it over there?
Names out here? No, I saw that. I saw the UFC stuff a little bit. That's about it. And I saw, the Blue Jays.
That's what I was going to bring up.
I went off on my podcast today in the outro. Just fucking, you have a chance to take the 7.5 games if you go 3 at home.
Yeah.
And instead, now it's 1.5. Even if you win one, you're 3.5 and still like, okay.
Yep.
Now with all the trades Toronto made. But I would like to say that I called this. I've been calling this all year.
I was just going to, in my notes of shit I wanted to talk about was Toronto Blue Jays, Ari called it.
Called it what? Did they crumble at the end?
No. The complete opposite of that. That they were just going to stick around and stick around and stick around. And then when you got into the deeper waters of August and September baseball, there they are. A team you do not want to fuck with that is playing some hot fucking baseball. So and they were all offense oriented.
They were losing close games and blowing out wins. And so it's like... That's just a dominant team. That's just the stats haven't worked out right, but it will.
Yeah,
that team's proven.
That's a good point. They're just a degree or two away from hitting their groove and starting to win.
Yeah, when you look at that run differential.
Yeah, that's what it is. But now it's like I don't think there's any way to stop them. So I'm hoping the Yankees get the wild card.
How my Tigers doing?
I believe they're terrible.
They're out. Yeah, they're selling.
Fucking
selling
disaster.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Tigers are pretty much out. I mean, they're worse.
Yeah, they let David Price go and their ancestors.
14 games back. 14 games out of first.
This fan said I could jump on the Blue Jays bandwagon.
Jump on, dude. Of course they did. They're Canadian.
I love Canada.
No, he said because I've been calling him from day one that he's like,
I like him. That's the American team that I like.
You've been accepted.
No, you're not allowed.
Why do I'm not allowed? Why?
Only I am.
Yeah, you have to be brought in by a Canadian fan.
I'm French-Canadian.
No, you're not.
My last name is Tebow.
You're from
That's
Skokie.
Like real garbage.
I'm not from Skokie.
You're really harping on that Skokie.
Yeah,
Skokie's
fucking
Skokie. A shit town.
Shithole.
Where did Skokie come from?
Oh, you already said you're from Skokie.
Yeah.
I'm about an hour from Skokie.
Highland Park?
No. Michigan City, but about 40 minutes outside the city.
I know Michigan
Highland
City.
Park's great. Yeah. Which I grew up. Not too far from where Ryan O'Neal grew up. Cubs also, Ari. Last time you were talking shit. Now they're fucking... If playoffs start today, I think it's Cubs-Pirates. Is that right?
Really?
Would be the two wild cards.
Yeah, when do playoffs start?
October.
October, you're at one. Let's see. You're at 100. And, they're at about 101 games
now. About 50 games left, 55.
Yeah. They're like a little over 100 games played. 110.
I think they're at 110 right now.
112. Right.
Okay, but they do have three losses less than... Okay. Maybe.
I love going to baseball games. I don't love watching it on television. Can you just sit there and enjoy a whole game?
I can watch a baseball game.
You have the patience for that?
Playoffs for sure.
Playoffs for sure. Yeah. If it's not playoff, if it's just regular, well, that's one thing I love about baseball is it's one of the sports of the few that you can have on in the background while you're doing shit and keep up on the game.
Yeah.
You know, football, boxing, UFC, you're so into every moment that you're like, it's halftime and you're like, poof, man, I can kind of fucking focus a little bit. Maybe smoke a cigarette and fucking check my phone. The rest of it, you're fucking so intense. You know, each round of boxing, you know, you're watching a huge fight. You got fucking 1 minute to do shit. You're into the sport till it's over.
Right. Baseball is a great background sport.
Baseball is a great background sport, which is nice to have in the summer. You know?
Agree.
Baseball, you can lose for a whole month and still make a wild card. You know, make a wild card.
You
can lose all of June. You can lose every game in June.
60 games in a season. 60. That's an amazing season.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Tigers could win every game from here on out and pull it out. There's 55.
Oh, sure.
You said there's 55 games left.
Yeah, sure they could, but
I mean the Royals would have to tie.
No, they could.
Do they beat the Royals yet?
Game?
I think they played the Royals.
They have 50 games yesterday. Left. Oh, for sure they run away with the division.
That'd be unbelievable.
Royals are good.
Not going to happen.
Do the Royals are good.
Very few teams have won 50 games in a row.
I didn't even know you knew so much about sports. I've known you for 18 years.
You're always busy talking to hot dumb girls.
No shit. My brain's gone down. Can you imagine how much sports I'd know about if I wasn't talking to these bitches?
Oh, yeah. You would know a lot.
Rogan and I were talking the other night. There was a time where
about how you can't hit the heavy bag?
You're going to see the video in under 5 days.
Okay.
Under 5 days. Why not
maybe
today?
Maybe just play back to the league. I think it was something like that. Because you know how like Mencia kind of lost popularity? And
oh, don't even go there.
Once the sheen was taken away and then people left, you know, they kind of like stopped liking him. So his show went away.
I'm already thinking about what kind of shirt I'm going to wear while I kill the heavy bag. Is it am I going to wear a tank top? Am I going tank top?
That's awesome.
Or fucking,
already fucking planning how his hair. I'm going to have to get my hair cut. Make sure my shit looks fresh.
I'm going headband.
I'm going black shirt, fucking black gloves.
Shaving these arms.
Oh, yeah. You might get a tricep shave.
Oh, you're going tricep shave.
Holy coming strong. Breathing technique down.
All right. So wait, why aren't you getting laid? Said a guy who's not getting laid.
He's sitting in an apartment with four dudes smoking pot.
Yeah, man.
No, they don't smoke. These guys are all straight edge. I don't know. I went out there. I saw Kanae. I didn't meet girls, really. I haven't met anybody. It's like my show's at 12. It's just whoever's there. I don't know.
Are the girls out there?
Any of your boys?
Some of them are. Some of them are young. I mean, it's a college town.
Any of your boys out there? Like any comedy buddies?
Kanane. Michael Che.
Kyle
Kanane. Michael Che, my roommates, Brendan Burns. Colt Cabana's out here.
Yeah. Nice, man.
Pete Johansson. I'm trying to think who else. Like lots of guys.
Do you know Pete Johansson's brother is like a big time actor? Pretty much.
No.
His brother. No one I never saw two brothers talk about each other. Paul Johansson, who's on like the last season of Mad Men and who like played like a teacher on like One Tree Hill, is Pete Johansson's brother. And I was at a sports bar with Paul Johansson, and he's like, "Yo, you know my brother's like a comedian." And I'm like, yeah, who's your brother, bro? I know a lot of. He's like, Pete Johansson. I'm like, bro, I've fucking known you for years. You never mentioned that your brother's Pete Johansson. I just thought that was bizarre. You know what I mean? Like,
that is wild.
It's a little bizarre because Pete's a dope comedian, and he's fucking. I think he lives overseas. He lives in Europe.
Yeah, he lives in London now.
Yeah, but his brother's like a good actor and a fucking badass dude.
Could you ever see yourself living in London and just doing comedy out there and be like, I'm going to leave America for a year?
I thought about it. I thought about going there instead of New York.
Yeah.
Really? So, did it almost
one of those three cities, so could have been that. I really thought about it.
Have you done enough time in London to where you're like, do you like London like that? Like you love London?
I gotta know the workout scene better. I don't really know the club scene out here.
Right.
I mean, out there.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I like working out, and they try to build these story things.
That's so interesting, the different styles around the world. Because that you can tell a comic from a just a straight-up theatrical storyteller. There's just something very mechanical about a 1 hour storyteller, one man show. There's something loose yet crafted about a comedian.
Well, yeah, I think the 1 hour storyteller thing is like there is a sense of like this guy is super off book. Like this guy just knows his lines,
right?
And
you
has a
feel
script.
That.
You know what?
And is performing it versus where stand up is like. We're all in this moment together, and like this is what's happening right now.
I saw Moshe one time in Montreal. He was reading from his book, and he was just reading the story, and it was like good, fine, whatever. And then he sort of like put the book away and just told it, and it was like, oh yeah, it's way more natural and better.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm actually hearing you talk.
Yeah, no, it's obvious. It's so funny because comedians, we're so, like, mentally poor, you know, from just getting beat down for so many years.
Yeah.
That you see dudes like that, you're like, these guys are next level genius. I could have studied my lines like that. Like, and then you realize after watching them 4 and 5 times, you go, no. I'm the fucking one that they wish that they could do comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they wish they could be coming off natural stand-up wise. It's an interesting mentality.
Ari, did you find that belt?
Yeah, I did.
Maybe.
Wait till
you after you're done, are you coming back to L.A. or are you going back to New York?
I'm going back to New York. I come back to L.A. later.
Check out this fucking dumb belt he got in Scotland at some castle or something. Look at
fucking
that
Ari. I saw that in 99. It didn't grow.
Look at that. Yeah, give it the old fucking ooh of that. Oh, wow. The juggle move. We're really juggling those eggs, aren't you?
Which one?
Your shit is fucked up.
I know, dude. Give it the hot dog bun, where you put the dick and then you put the, yeah! That's the old hot dog bun.
Your dick just sleeps on a bed of balls.
A downy bed of balls.
Oh, make it pop out of the turtle head.
Can you do the,
Well, hello, everybody. I'm checking to check the weather here. Look like a cold day. Back in the Michelle's.
I saw that shit on stage in 99.
Guys, that wasn't even me. It was somebody else.
Throwback Thursday?
Oh. Dude, that...
It wasn't me. I'm a girl.
Well, what about the belt?
Are you going to fucking...
What?
What about the belt?
Yo, Ralphie reminded me when I got a blowjob on stage. Were you there?
What?
I was there.
That night?
I was there.
What happened?
I got a fucking blowjob on stage in the OR on a Sunday night at like 1 in the morning. Some half stripper bitch fucking just started blowing me. And fucking Rogan jumps up on stage and takes a picture. I had a girlfriend at the time because I'm a fucking scumbag. And fucking Rogan puts it on his website. The next day, and I had to beg him.
Website.
Remember? I had to beg him. It was like the first dope website of anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a guy. It got like crazy traffic.
Yo, I begged him to take it down.
Did your girlfriend ever find out?
Fucked up.
Oh,
she never found out. And Rogan, you know, of course, Joe didn't take it down. He just blotched out my face and made a funny comment like, Mike Young was there that night, too.
Yeah.
But that was, Ralphie reminded me of that the other night.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
That's where you're like, I wasn't cheating on you. It was for the bit, babe. It was for the bit.
Yeah, we got her to strip. In the hallway, she said she was a kindergarten teacher, but it was weird that she was wearing a trench coat, and then we got her on stage. She started taking her clothes off, and then she started going down.
There's so many naked girls on stage.
Yeah,
so
I've seen Don work so much fucking magic. He got...
Don!
Yeah, I've seen him get two chicks to give Jay Light a lap dance on stage in the OR one potluck night, and then I remember Don opened up his pants and tossed a thing of water down it to cool it down.
No, Don is the P.T. Barnum of fucking mentally ill people.
He can sense them. He can just like...
Oh, yeah.
And he controls them.
Dude.
He'll always ask you about, like, when he gets curious about, let me ask you something. What's the deal with that guy right there? Everyone's always talking about. He'll always say that. Oh, yeah, he's a cool guy. He comes around here sometimes, you know.
Well, the truth is, most of these girls want attention anyway in L.A., so they go for that stage time. You know what I mean?
Well, you're also talking about that it's 1:45 and they're fucked up on coke and booze probably too.
Yeah,
it's a double whammy. It's never like some. It's pretty rare for it to be like I'm 100% sober and I have a 9-to-5 job tomorrow. And sure, I'll come up on stage and let you sniff my butthole.
Yeah, no, there's always heavy alcohol involved.
It's always like the chick that's like, I'm sleeping in the dumpster tonight.
It's always heavy alcohol.
So many girls that let their boyfriends leave, like, fine, then go home then. It's like, then the stories you hear of what happens.
Yo, I fucking clipped in the women's bathroom not knowing anything, and fucking she walked back and sat with her boyfriend in the front row.
Oh,
I met her in the hall with Rogan. He goes, Young, take her on a tour. Next thing I know, I'm clipping, standing up in the mirror of the women's bathroom in the main room, empty. And it was unbelievable, by the way. I think I was in love with this girl. And she went back and sat next to her dude. And me and Joe just sat in the back looking, going, the world is a fucked up place, man.
How can you believe in love after that?
How can you believe in love? This is a terrible person. I saw that girl a year later, and she said she had never been to the Comedy Store. I saw her at the Comedy Store. I was like, hey. I was like excited. Hey, good to see you. She's like, I don't know you. I said, what do you mean you don't know me? I know you. She's like, I've never been here before. I was like,
all
wow.
Angry? Like all angry?
She was angry.
It must be somebody else.
She was firmly committed to, I had never been to the Comedy Store.
Did you fuck her again? No, I'm just
She was stunned. She was amazing.
Twin sister?
You never know.
You just met her in the bathroom.
What kind of animal am I or she?
I mean, both you can be personally.
We're both,
totally. I'm stepping up my game.
I can't tell you how happy
I am. It's a new era.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in a long time.
I remember like I'd only been at the Comedy Store for like maybe like a year or something. And I was doing some Kathy Lewis kind of main room show or one of those kind of things, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the show is over and, you know, you're only there for about a year. You don't really know your way around the place or how everything really works or whatever, you know? It's not like I was, like, completely hanging out there all the time. But I'd done the main room, so I knew that the back main room, green room, was probably still open. I was like, I'll go back there and smoke pot or, you know, whatever. So I go back there as long after the show's over. And I opened the back door that goes to, like, the shower part. And I was just going to smoke weed in there. I thought I was really doing something no one had ever done there before. I thought I was really, coming up with some fucking real inventive places. And so I go back there. And right when I open the door that was shut, Eddie Griffin's getting his dick sucked by some chick.
Fuck yeah. Welcome to the Comedy Store.
And I was like, oh, no. I was just mortified. You know, plus I knew who Eddie Griffin, you know, was also a celebrity sighting for me in a weird way.
Did he say anything? He was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, shut the door, nigga. Something like that.
Eddie used to, I used to bring up Eddie a lot, man. He'd be like, this motherfucker's blacker than me. Because I still had like my real life fresh out of Detroit. Like, I think I still had like a little bit of
He used to tell me he was a real Jew, and I'm the only one who knew that.
Ethiopian
Jew.
That's
how he knew I was his nigga.
Oh, that's cool. My favorite of his was
a little crazy, man. Like, legit crazy shit going on.
He showed up with a limousine one time on, like, a Tuesday night. Like, a dead night. And he showed up with a limo.
Yeah.
And we're up. Me and Duncan. It was when Duncan was talent coordinator. Are up in the belly room, green room. It's me, Duncan, Polly, Rogan, Eddie Griffin. And Rogan's, like, passing a joint around. So we're all smoking pot. And me and Duncan are like, all right, we're not saying anything in this conversation without getting shit on. You know, by all these guys. But all night, everyone's like, why does Eddie Griffin show up on a Tuesday night with a stretch limo? It was so dumb. Like, you're like, what the fuck? You know, and everyone's kind of talking about it, but you couldn't ask Eddie Griffin that. But Polly sure could. So while they're all smoking this pot, Polly goes, dude, what's up with the fucking stretch limo on a Tuesday, right? And Eddie Griffin takes the joint and takes, like, one hit of it and goes, nigga got a second DUI. And then all of us are like, oh. Okay, then good on you, buddy. Good on you. That's good then. Everyone thought you were being an asshole. You're like, I can't drive, so fuck it. I'll rent a limo for the night. Nigga got a second DUI.
That's hilarious.
and just hands the joint to Dell. It was the best.
Yo, I saw some hood dudes come hang with Eddie one night, and they like Eddie just like kind of like got in the back of their car, and I happened to be leaving at the same time, mm-hmm. and we're going down La Cienega down that hill, and the car Eddie's in, another car like another a Mercedes fucking bumps him like. Boom, hits him at the light. The two, yeah. I don't know what the fuck was some prior earlier shady shit was happening. The two dudes from Eddie's car get out, and now there is a full-blown fist fight in the middle of La Cienega, and they are swinging. And Eddie never gets out of the back of the car.
Of course. Well, dude, he's like 125 pounds soaking wet, I bet.
It was Eddie's two hoods tattooed everywhere against like two Middle Eastern dudes. I swear to God, they fought at the light, and one of the dudes that was with Eddie got knocked out. And the dude fucking took him to, like, the side of the road and let him sleep. And I didn't know Eddie well enough to know what the fuck to do.
And then what was it, 2-on-1 after that?
No, they were done after that. It was like, bang, get out, fight. Dude got knocked out. And the dudes that were with Eddie threw the first punches. One dude fucking swung on him and it didn't even...
Entourages are always first to throw a punch.
It didn't even hurt the dude. And then the dude came back and caught him with a shot, and dude was out. But I was like thinking, like, wow, Eddie really is just alone in the back of this car.
Yeah.
Do I need to like pull up and save Eddie? But I think that was just part of his life.
All right, how long till you have an entourage? Entourages, keep in mind, are always first to throw a punch, and I'll tell you why. Because they want to. They want to earn their right to stay in the entourage. So you want to know?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm here to protect you. Yeah. There's one entourage guy that always is giving you weed. Yeah. Always here. This is for you. This is for you.
You need a guy that can roll a blunt.
There's another entourage guy that always wants to drive or always has some sort of food hookup. Yeah. And then there's the entourage guy that goes, I'm the one that takes a bullet for you. I'm the strongest and I'm the dumbest. So how long do you have an entourage?
I don't see Ari having an entourage. I see Ari.
No, it's inevitable. And an entourage, they're the first ones to tell you, hey, man, you should get a tiger.
I go the other way. I'll leave.
Yeah, comedians are solo artists.
Not Ari. This guy's something else. This guy's going a whole other direction. He's going to have an entourage. He's going to be like, how much is toothpaste?
It's called your fan base.
I want to have a chick fighter, like the hot chick who knows how to fight.
Okay. As your bodyguard?
Yeah.
Rousey's sister?
Right when everybody looks at like, oh, shit's about to go down, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking accountant guy comes in and steps to it. He's the actual fighter.
Oh, so he's incognito.
Accountant.
Yeah.
And then you got someone like...
My girlfriend.
Then you got someone
that likes the idea.
Okay, then you got someone that looks like Tate that does your books.
Right.
But he's also walking in the entourage with you.
It's the anti-stereotype entourage.
I like that.
Tate does the books. The accountant whoops your ass. Uh-huh. The chick's the best fighter.
The Asian's the driver.
Yeah.
You would think he would be either karate, jiu-jitsu bodyguard, or a tax accountant. Nope. Driver,
funny,
photographer.
Shit.
Driver, photographer. Both at the same time. And that's impressive, Ari. Mm-hmm.
That is impressive.
When do you get back, dude?
Well, I'm back in September. I'm in second or third.
A lot of people want to know about the fart funnel. What's going on with it?
Oh, I get back there August. I mean, October.
October will be the fart funnel?
Maybe. I only have that one Tuesday.
Well, then that's then.
Roast battle.
Then Monday.
I might have to be
Sam will never do it. Sam will never let us do it live at the roast battle. There's no way. But we'll be able to do it live on the show.
Why? What's his name? Did it there?
I know, but
you can.
You think Sam is going to let you fart in his lungs, basically, live in front of the roast battle audience? He'd rather quit the show or kill himself.
What's the odds of him throwing up?
I think it's 100% if he does it there. I think it's going to affect him. I think he's going to have to.
I think he's going to throw up and semen's going
to
come out.
I think we're going to have him do a few practice ones where he sucks in. No, not a fart, though. He just sucks it in and holds it properly and then exhales it. So when you do actually fart.
Funnel training.
Yeah, Sam lost a bet to Ari. And so when they get back together again, when Ari's back in town, Ari's gets to hold a funnel.
Tape.
Taped to his ass.
Tape it all around. Airtight.
Airtight. And then when he farts, Sam has to have the other end in his mouth. and he has to hit it like a bong, hold it in, and then exhale it.
100% throw up.
It's a bag of bets.
Possible. There's like the disease where you like eat shit accidentally at a restaurant. He could have that. That puts you in the hospital.
Yeah, what's
for
that
a week.
Called? Not dysentery.
It is dysentery, I believe.
That's a good idea. I never thought of that angle. I'm going to make myself get sick before.
Well,
you.
Listen.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is the day before, Ari starts this regimen of just bad fish, broccoli.
Sardines. Yeah.
Couple pots of coffee. A six pack that just says beer in black ink on it.
Yo,
white
you can just go
just
straight
beer.
Broccoli and fucking let it go.
And Keno would have let it slide out.
And Tate Fletcher will be our guest next week. He knows because he's notorious for being the worst. Like he's cleared out jets apparently, according to Rogan.
All the shit in his system for so sure. I feel like I know Tate's farts.
He's like, yeah. I know. He goes, I know some of the most incredible power bars and kind of protein bars that if you eat these things, you're losing family members.
Yeah, literally.
You're losing friends.
I've been choked up off smelling a Tate fart before.
So Tate will be in.
Why does it smell so bad? Just because of all the
shit that he eats.
Look at
supplements.
It's like all protein.
Yeah, the guy. So keep telling
real
us all
bark.
The things. That
fucking eating reason, redwoods.
For some real. Reason, people were sending me a long list of all the different things you should eat. Broccoli seems to be very popular. Couple pots of coffee. But some of the funny ones that got to me. One person said, smoke a cigar. I don't know why that made me laugh. The guy that every time he smokes a cigar, he just starts farting.
His fart smell.
And then somebody else said an entire roll of bubble tape, bubble gum.
Oh.
Fuck.
Why did that make me laugh? Wait.
It's like you blow out a bubble.
There's a
bubble.
There's
spinach.
Like, can't you get like unsweetened gummy bears offline? Like, aren't those, isn't that like notorious?
To make you really shit yourself. Guys, it might have been this pastrami sandwich, but I don't know.
Probably.
And I was just sitting down and then just started like
Extreme.
Leaking.
Yeah.
Just leaking. And I was like, what's that? And then I was like, oh my God, my pants are just full of fucking viscous brown fluid.
Your pants.
How
you
long before?
My shit got so loose. It just unloaded.
How long before did you eat that sandwich? Because you know.
I didn't even realize because nothing, there was no, like the day before.
Fluid mesh.
Could have been lots of stuff.
Yeah.
You shit your pants.
But it was like I didn't even understand what was happening because my bowels never moved. It was just.
I've had that. Dude, I can name four foods that do that.
Yeah, I've had some shit stories, bro.
Name those four foods that do it, and we'll see if we can get Ari to eat any of those before.
Animal style fries.
There's a Haribo candy that does it. You will shit gel of nothing.
Sugar free.
You go sugar free, or you go the raspberry ones that look like raspberries. You'll shit gel. There's Kettle potato chips, those Kettle, you know, the Kettle brand. You'll shit air with a little water. That's a guarantee. And sometimes steamed broccoli will not make it up.
Kettle potato chips,
dude. And you feel okay?
Ritz crackers and peanut butter and milk.
Yeah.
Ritz crackers,
that! I haven't had milk in years. I don't fuck with milk anymore.
Okay. A lot of milk.
And some tofu.
Are you lactose?
Fuck tofu. That's why you're not getting any pussy.
Are you lactose intolerant?
You're eating tofu?
Yeah.
No, but I just haven't had tofu in years, so it's like that's my body won't know what to do with it.
Tofu, don't eat tofu.
Why?
Tofu, no problem.
My cousin's an internist, like a big time internist. He's like, yo, stay away from soy, stay away from tofu, stay away from any of that estrogen promoting shit in your body. I'm telling you.
Because the kind of language on him is fucking does not make me think he's smart.
Obviously, I'm paraphrasing. We can call the doctor right now.
I think bad fish is pivotal. Like
bad
you have
fish,
to
yeah.
eat bad fish for this.
Rotten fish, yeah.
And dude, just let it. And when it comes to the moment where you're finally got this thing, we got it taped right up to you. Everything's ready to go.
Yeah.
And you're about to blow a hot hisser right down his fucking. Fucking
yo, you just named that show Killing Tripoli. That's it. It's after
what
killing.
When did I even win? What is this for?
Killing Kennedy. Killing.
It was for NCAA. Yeah, Kentucky NCAA men's tournament. So hold it back. Hold it back with all that you have. And then don't hold back any longer. If you shit down his throat, you shit down his throat.
Jesus Christ. Get him back.
You know what? Hey, you know what? You should just shit in the fart funnel. Like, quit just farting around. Just take a shit in the funnel.
I'm really aiming.
Say, this is for Mike Young getting the iPhone stolen in Tempe and for the beatdown in West Palm.
Yeah, for the beatdown in West Palm. All right, guys, we got to wrap it up. Mike Young, what do you have to promote?
God, what do I got? I got my new movie, A Stand-Up Guy, starring Michael Rapaport, Ethan Suplee, and Danny Abacasser. Just is going to be out in a few months, sold to the...
Danny Avocado's in it?
Danny Avocado. You're going to love him. Nice. He's from the movie Iceman.
I love that movie.
Yeah, so I wrote and directed it. It's my third film. And, it's called A Stand-Up Guy. It's about a gangster that goes into witness protection and starts doing stand-up while the mob is after him. He becomes accidentally famous, which is a bad thing.
Why would you do something visible when you're in witness relocation?
He didn't know it was visible. He found his gift later because you got to come back to testify. So he did it on a dare. He did it on a dare. He was in a
red deck. Oh, he went too long. He went like a while?
He got in a fight on stage, and the fight goes viral, and it becomes popular. You know? So that'll be out. The Orchard picked it up. And,
cool, dude.
I don't know what else I got, bro. I'm selling a couple of things here and there.
Always can see you at the comedy store.
I'll be at the Comedy Store this Saturday in the OR. And then you can find me at The Real Mike Young on Instagram and Real Mike Young on Twitter. And I'm probably the worst social media motherfucker ever because I'm from Detroit and we hide shit instead of exploiting everything. I'm not used to like sharing so much. But check out A Stand-Up Guy and go watch My Man is a Loser too. It's still on iTunes and it's doing pretty well on there. You'll dig it.
Cool. All right, what do you got?
Well, Jason, this August 29th through the 31st is Shroomfest.
Mm-hmm.
All over the world, people are doing mushrooms.
Will you be able to find them?
Well, you can try to find them growing under trees.
What is that noise?
Light pain or a cow patty, but I prefer...
All right, is your computer playing an ad?
No.
Oh, what was that?
Was that one of your roommates?
No. Anyways, we couldn't hear you. It was something was playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What were you saying?
I don't know. Shroomfest.
Oh, August Shroomfest. 29th.
Yeah. August 29th.
August 29th, 30th, and 31st. So just take mushrooms one of those days.
Will you be able to get mushrooms?
Wherever you are. I got some, but I need to find more.
Well, I believe in you. Comments. Everybody listening, if you can
start asking.
If you're anywhere near Scotland and you can get mushrooms for Ari, get some goddamn mushrooms.
Just
for
need
Ari.
Like 18 grams. Team, I would get him mushrooms.
Yeah, he only needs 18 grams mushrooms. Of mushrooms.
Like, there's no mushroom dealers here. Oh.
When are you coming back into town for that?
What's
the date for that? October.
August 29th, 30th, and 31st. That's this year. Next year will be another date.
Nice.
Yeah, that's like 2 weeks. Two weeks.
And then in September, I'm going to
week and a half.
Edmonton and Toronto. But the main thing is, the hardest part about Shroomfest, if you're prepared and you get mushrooms ahead of time, is not doing the mushrooms ahead of time.
Yep.
But, you know, sometimes an early Shroomfest is called for.
Yep. I haven't done shrooms in a long time.
Do it, bro.
Well, maybe what a better time.
Decades.
Than August 29th through 31st. Decades. For Shroomfest.
And where is it?
Wherever, all over the world.
Wherever
like
you
Christmas.
Are. Wherever you are.
Really?
Everybody just
like
do
St.
mushrooms.
Like St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. You're working at Starbucks, do mushrooms.
I love it. Ari is starting a holiday.
Yeah, he always is. As always, go to betdsi.com.
Where are you going to be?
I got nothing right now. I think I'm at the Ice House this Friday. And that's it. I didn't call Vails this week.
I called the Vails and then threw in like a side note, like I'm leaving for a month. Get me a spot.
Well, my thing is like when I call in, it's like, yeah, Adam's going to give me a fucking 4-minute spot that he's not going to watch.
Yeah.
And all I'm doing is taking that away. I hate 4 minutes is nothing. And I'm taking a spot away from somebody that really one of these door guy kids or one of these people that really need it. You know, 4 minutes to me, I'm like, I got to go to the Comedy Store. The sun's still up because I got to do some 4-minute spot that I couldn't even get before. But it's really meaningless to me.
I know.
I'm doing half-hour fucking spots at the Ice House. You know, I'm getting spots at every other fucking club. You know, doing 15 minutes at the Laugh Factory. I'm doing, you know, a bunch of spots at other clubs that are real spots. Why am I going to do a fucking 4-minute spot in the belt? Why am I? You want to showcase me? Showcase me.
Well, they just say no thanks. Be like, no, that's all right, man.
Well, I just don't call in. You know, he gave me one or two, and that's cool. I appreciate it. But all I'm doing is hurting other people developing by being, what am I going to do, 4 new minutes in front of nobody, cold open?
On a Cindy show?
Yeah. It's like, it doesn't do anything for me, and it means so much more to these other people. So it's like,
I get it.
What a gentleman.
You're right. It sucks. So just say no. I don't know.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing. I'm not even complaining. I'm just saying it serves no purpose for them.
Being a giver.
For him to be like, well, you know, it's true. You know, you shouldn't have a spot. I can't pass you right now because we're not showcasing
yet.
Yeah.
Where's that?
I'll just give you, you know, just call in. I'll make sure you do a spot. And it's some shit spot. And it's all that he can give me. You know, no one fucking respects me. If I had my say in it, you know, everyone can fucking go up.
I want to see how that process goes down. I want to see who's in that meeting.
Oh. I got fucking.
Are you in that meeting?
No, I'm not in the meeting, but I've passed by while watching, and it's usually a lot of like, oh,
dude, I got fucking Paulie telling me who to put
on. Just him grabbing his hair. It's not an easy spot. Like, I've watched him just freak. Like, oh,
I told him, I said, yo, bro, I know your life is tough, but like, you know.
Well, yeah, I got fucking Paulie telling me who to put up. I got fucking Peter putting up some fucking...
Does Paulie have juice to say who should go up?
Absolutely.
Juice to pressure you, for sure.
Absolutely does.
Yeah, I can only assume.
I am telling you, he absolutely does. Absolutely does. I mean, I hear that.
That's a whole podcast worth of talk.
Yeah, man.
You know. Yeah. So, as always, go to betdsi.com, Punch Drunk Sports. Put that in as the code. You get $10 free to bet with. Caveman Coffee, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, saves you 10% on delicious coffee. And if it's not sold out and you haven't had it yet, try that Nitro Coffee. It's goddamn delicious. It's always sold out. That's a good sign that it's good. And go to PunchDrunkSports.com. If you want to write for us, email us at writeforpunchdrunk@gmail.com. And we'll get you set up and let you write articles for the website. And click the Amazon link on PunchDrunkSports.com. That helps us. And thank you for helping us in any way. Frankie, baby, you got anything this week?
Yeah, I'm in La Jolla at the end of August. And then Roast Battle's got its own podcast now, Verbal Violence.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Every week?
Yeah, it's going to be about every week. It's me, Moses, and Coach T. And, dude, Coach T is fucking a beast, man.
Wait a minute. Are you mean you're just playing the roasts? Or
No. You gotta check it out. It's nuts. It's like the best way I can describe it is like a demo tape. You know, like there's a beat in the background, then it's like all of us talking about it, and then we play the roasts in between, and it just kind of goes in and out, and we have guests.
Who's Coach T?
Coach T's the DJ for the roast battle.
DJ. Oh, okay.
Dude, he's not only just a great DJ, but like that guy could like make fucking tracks for like R&B and stuff. Like it literally,
really?
Like it sounds like what I wanted the Drake and Meek Mill diss track to be. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Like it just sounds
great.
That's
what I was saying.
I'll get him a track in the movie, bro. We're looking for music.
Dude, Coach T is like one of the best.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, I don't think, I didn't either.
All right, fuckfaces, that's been the episode. Consider it sucked. RIP to Roddy Piper and Frank Gifford. I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk about that next week. What a fascinating guy. I watched the whole thing about him. I'm like, wow, I didn't know he had all that going on. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, the old basketball, college basketball coaching and shit. I was like, oh.
Yeah, made the Pro Bowl at like
three different
spots. Played both ways. Made Pro Bowl at corner, running back, and receiver.
Damn.
Got knocked out of the NFL for like 2 years on a terrible hit. Then he came back 2 years later as a receiver, led the NFL in receiving.
Holy shit.
Wow. He's a fucking badass,
that's
dude.
That's a fucking athlete right there.
Yeah. Played both, went both ways in the same game.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's like flag football shit. I love that.
Yeah. It'd be cool if people could do that these days. But anyways, RIP to him, and as always, Roddy Piper too. He was such a cool guy.
Yeah.
So consider it sucked. Sorry, we weren't live today. But
did people
stop
calling in after that one guy?
No, I think a couple of people called in a few times, but they're not listening to us. They don't know what we're talking about, so I just didn't take the calls. Dice didn't call because I probably. Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't want to talk to you because you rifled through his affairs. Ari, have fun out there, buddy. You were rifled through.
Good
have
talk,
fun.
Ari. Good
Tons
seeing
of
you,
fun,
buddy.
Guys.
Great new hair style. I'm
Thanks.
Digging the new situation, bro.
Thanks.
See you when you get back.
See you, buddy. Talk to you.
Later.